I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. News outlets are reporting that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to nominate Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as his Secretary of State. Rubio was first elected to the Senate in 2010. He has gained a reputation for his hard-line views on China and Iran. Rubio has also expressed skepticism over President Joe Biden's support of Ukraine in its war with Russia. He has recently said that Kyiv needs to seek a negotiated settlement with Moscow. He was one of 15 senators to vote against a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine earlier this year. Rubio ran against Trump for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Trump has reportedly asked U.S. Representative Michael Waltz of Florida to be his national security advisor. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The former Green Beret serves on several military and intelligence-related committees. A source tells the Associated Press Waltz is Donald Trump's pick for national security advisor. Waltz is considered a hawk on China and expressed his opposition to wokeness in the military in 2021, criticizing a class being taught to cadets.
Taught by a woman who described the Republican Party platform as a platform of white supremacy. This is going on at West Point as we speak.
He'll be dealing with the growing tensions among Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran, along with the Russia-Ukraine war. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Trump has nominated another Republican lawmaker, Elise Stefanik of New York State, to serve as the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The 40-year-old Stefanik was first elected to the House in 2015. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News. Dutch police said dozens of people armed with sticks and firecrackers set a tram on fire in the capital, Amsterdam. Police said the fire was quickly extinguished and riot officers cleared the square. It was unclear who started the unrest and whether it was related to last week's violence that targeted fans of an Israeli soccer club. Five people were injured and dozens detained Thursday following a match between the Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax. Authorities called the violence anti-Semitic. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon on Tuesday apologized to the hundreds of thousands of young people and vulnerable adults for the abuse they suffered while in state or private care over the course of 7 decades. Luxon called the abuse horrific in his formal apology delivered before lawmakers.
I acknowledge the abuse had a devastating impact, not only on you, but also the people closest to you, your partners, children and grandchildren. Some parents were told that putting their children into state care was the right thing to do. Very often it was not. To those parents, I am sorry that we did not care for your children as if they were our own.
A report issued in July said an estimated 200,000 people in state, foster, and faith-based care suffered unimaginable abuse between 1950 and 2019. The report said the types of abuse included physical, sexual, verbal, and psychological. Researchers also found that many of the victims were disproportionately Maori, New Zealand's indigenous people. The Vatican and Microsoft on Monday unveiled a digital twin of St. Peter's Basilica that uses artificial intelligence to explore one of the world's most important monuments. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
The Vatican and Microsoft have created an AI-generated St. Peter's Basilica to allow virtual visits. The project was launched ahead of the Vatican's 2025 Jubilee. 400,000 high-resolution digital photographs were taken with drones, cameras, and lasers over 4 weeks. Microsoft's Brad Smith was asked, "How do you knit this all together?"
With each photograph being a little different piece of fabric, you use AI.
Smith says it's one of the most technologically advanced and sophisticated projects they have ever done.
We made it possible together to do what you see, to explore St. Peter's Basilica.
Pope Francis says St. Peter's digital twin fosters not only interactive participation of people, but especially their awareness of the sacred place as a space for meditation. The images have also identified structural damage at St. Peter's and signs of deterioration. I'm Ed Donahue.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.